Yeah, we've had about a half a dozen areas in Donegal town in particular this morning, and indeed in a number of other outlying areas around the South Donegal area that's experienced flooding to one extent or another this morning. There are, I guess, around a half a dozen areas in Donegal town itself that have experienced flooding. Some properties have been flooded as a result of that earlier this morning. The tide receded and is now building again, with a high tide expected at around about 10:30. And I suppose the risk that we have now at this stage is the incoming tide against the very, very, very high volumes of water in the River Esk and its tributaries this morning. And we have deployed a range of resources. We have 7 fire brigade pumps at various locations now this morning. And we've, I suppose, been able to deal with the first extent of flooding. And we're now just preparing for the incoming tide. We have deployed sandbags. We have a number of high volume pumps in place. And we've been talking to all of the local residents that are the subject of the risk, and indeed in conjunction with the road services and the council, all of the resources that we need to deploy at this stage have been deployed to the best available extent.
Okay, the likes of the key car park, would the sort of the resistance of the water coming down the way with the incoming tide, does it put that area under threat, or is it mainly the new row area?
No, we're closing the key car park as well this morning. The Euro area in Donegal Town, Clarendon Drive in Donegal Town, Brookfield Manor in Donegal Town, which is not an area subject to tidal conditions, but because of the very large volumes in the tributaries in the Brookfield and the O'Lahy Road area, there have been substantial rains on those areas. And I think the one thing probably that has surprised us a little bit is that we have been preparing, obviously, for Storm Lorenzo, as we had been speaking about earlier in the weekend, and predicting the weather and the rainfall patterns. It wasn't something that was actually predicted to the extent that has actually manifested itself. So we need to take a look at that as well. But, you know, similar to what we had in Inishowen a few years ago, from time to time, you can have these types of pluvial events that basically dump a huge amount of water in a small area within a short period of time. And it does seem to me at this stage that's what may have happened in the South Donegal area overnight. But we're reviewing that as well, just to see exactly what the rainfall levels were in what areas and during what period.